In my visit to the school and other charters around the state, it's become clear that the charter schools in rural locations face unique challenges. I recently sat down with Tom Raffio, chair of the New Hampshire Board of Education, which approves most charter school applications. What needs to be done to kind of encourage other charters to start up in more of a sparsely populated area like that?
It still comes down to you need the passion of some founders. So we do definitely look at the geography, and we have occasionally asked a charter school applicant to perhaps relocate into a different town if there's a charter school that's too close by.
As the number of schools continue to grow, from a policy perspective, is the state ready for, you know, say 40, 45, 50 schools?
So when the charter school law came into being, we always had said that when it got to about 20, we would have to take a step back. And so we are sort of taking a step back. Obviously, federal grant money is limited as well. So we want to look at it from a public policy perspective, because just in general in the state of New Hampshire, there's a declining enrollment. So already public schools, regular public schools, are starting to lay off teachers because of the fact that there are fewer pupils. And if also students go to charter schools, there will be a further diffusion of resources. So we want to look at it from an overarching perspective.
So as budgets are constrained and as school districts are dealing with declining enrollment overall, are we likely to see a lot more tension between school districts and some charters starting up?
Yes, I would say there may be some natural tension, because I know I get this comment from principals of regular public schools that if they had some of the flexibility that the charter schools have had, and they weren't dealing with, you know, special education and some other things, that they could be as successful is some of the stories you see coming out of charter schools. So I think there'll always be that natural tension. On the other hand, we're all educators. We all want to do what's best for the children. And in those situations where the local school district is cooperating with the charter school, it actually works out quite nicely.
Have perceptions changed across the state? I mean, I don't know what you were hearing years ago as to what you're hearing now in different communities and school districts.
I think there's still a knowledge gap in terms of that these are part of the public school system and perform a role like the North Country in terms of addressing the dropout rate or online classes, VLACs, for example. I think we still have a ways to go for everybody to understand what a public charter school is and isn't.